This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the judgment on Edom report. The signs are multiplying, the patterns aligning. Yahuwah's hand is moving across the nations, exposing the rot at the core of Edom's dominion. We are witnessing not random events, but the unfolding of ancient prophecy, the judgment upon Esau's lineage, the awakening of scattered Israel, and the urgency of the watchman's call. The world is focused on fleeting crises, but we see the deeper currents, the tectonic shifts revealing the crumbling foundations of a corrupt order. Consider the exposure of a $67 million international money laundering scheme involving a former CFO of the Epoch Times. Some will dismiss this as a localized scandal, a matter for legal authorities, but we see it as a manifestation of the curses detailed in Deuteronomy 28. The economic manipulation and deceit that are hallmarks of Edom's control. The Epoch Times, presented as an alternative voice, entangled in the very darkness it claims to oppose. This is no coincidence. It's a clear illustration that Edom's grasp extends into every corner of the information landscape, cloaking itself in layers of complexity. The news they disseminate is often a carefully constructed illusion, a distraction from the truth of Israel's exile and the path to restoration. This $67 million is merely a fraction of the wealth amassed through exploitation, a symptom of the disease that plagues the nations. Edom's financial instruments, the banks, the markets, the debt, are weapons wielded against the covenant people, designed to strip them of inheritance, both material and spiritual, keeping them scattered and vulnerable. And look to the nations surrounding Jacob. Observe the alliances, the weapons, the intertwined economies. What do you see? Edom, woven into the very fabric of global power. The descendants of Esau have always sought control of the trade routes, profiting from the toil of others, mastering the art of the loan and manipulation. This isn't merely about financial gain, it's about dominion, establishing a system where Israel is dependent, vulnerable, and controlled. The so-called military-industrial complex, fueled by Edom's wealth, creates the instruments of war, then profits from their use. They stoke the flames of conflict, turning brother against brother. This is the serpent's coil tightening around the neck of Israel. But Yahuwah is not powerless. Obadiah prophesied of Edom's pride, their dwelling in the cliffs of Selah, their overconfidence in their strength. They believed themselves untouchable. Now observe the silence. The reports surrounding Mitch McConnell's prolonged silence are not simply a health matter. It's a calculated maneuver to evade accountability, to suppress inconvenient truths. This is a pattern repeated throughout the ages, the wicked concealing their deeds before the righteous judge. McConnell, a long-standing architect of the anti-Israel agenda, has consistently championed policies that undermine the covenant people and bolster illegitimate power structures. His silence is a strategic pause, a regrouping of the forces of darkness. Scattered Israel must not be deceived by the narrative spun by the mainstream media. This is not about a senator's health. It's about the exposure of a system built on lies and deception, a system rooted in the ancient animosity of Esau toward Israel. And the celebrations echoing from Washington, D.C., a hollow mockery. The modern United States, a bastion of Edomite power, proclaims independence while remaining utterly enslaved to the debt and usury of the Babylonian system. This Independence Day is a carefully constructed narrative, masking the accelerating decay of their control. The recent tensions in the Strait of Hormuz are no accident. The Israeli regime, a key operative in Edom's network, and its Western allies have orchestrated a dangerous game of brinkmanship, attempting to project strength and maintain dominance over vital energy routes. This is a blatant attempt to manipulate global markets and enforce their economic tyranny. But Yahuwah is dismantling their efforts. The Dollar Vigilante reports, and the truth is becoming increasingly clear. The foundations of this global financial system are cracking. The petrodollar's reign is nearing its end, and with it, the ability of Edom to dictate terms to the nations. Their attempts to control energy supplies are failing as alternative systems emerge, and the nations of the Earth begin to awaken to the deception. This isn't merely about economics, it's a spiritual battle. Edom, the descendants of Esau, have consistently opposed Israel and sought to usurp Yahuwah's covenant promises. Their relentless pursuit of wealth and power has led them to exploit and oppress the nations, and their judgment is at hand. The Strait of Hormuz, a strategic choke point, is becoming a symbol of their unraveling control. Yahuwah is turning the sword inward, exposing the weakness and vulnerability of Edom's dominion. The days of their arrogance are numbered. The watchman continues to sound the alarm, calling Israel to separation, to discernment, and to preparation for the coming restoration. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.